Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 13, 2020, COVID-19 Residential Utility Disruption Prevention Program. Governor Reynolds and the Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, today announced the launch of the new Residential Utility Disruption Prevention Program. The program will provide eligible households with up to $2,000 toward electric, natural gas, and water bills if they are at risk of disconnection due to an inability to pay because of a COVID-19 related loss of income. Payments through the program will be made directly to utility providers and applied to the applicant's account. Background and eligibility. Iowa allocated approximately $14.5 million of federal CARES Act funds for utility assistance programs. The Small Business Utility Disruption Prevention Program launched in mid-July. To be eligible to receive assistance, a residential electric, natural gas, and/or water utility customer must have a primary Iowa residence with active residential utility accounts. Renters may apply as long as the utility account is in the applicant's name, an unpaid utility bill balance, or have previously entered into a payment plan with their utility provider, an annual income that is 80% of the median family income based on county and household size, and experienced a COVID-19 loss of income, job loss, reduction in hours, reduction in pay, on or after March 17, 2020 that resulted in hardship in paying bills for electric, natural gas, and/or water utility service provided between March 17, 2020 and October 31, 2020. Application information. For a full list of eligibility requirements, additional information, and to apply, visit iowahousingrecovery.com. Applications will be accepted between October 8, 2020 and November 20, 2020, or until funding is depleted, whichever comes first. Assistance will be awarded based on application completeness and eligibility in the order received until all funds have been exhausted. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.